Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
Any dark season of our lives, any valley that we find ourselves in, this is what we need to remember. Even though I walk through this dark, dark valley, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. And it's a reminder that God is with us in those difficult times.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian continues in his series, The Songs of the Saints. Join us as Pastor Brian begins his teaching on Psalm 23 in a message titled, God is My Shepherd. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
So here we are. So we're going through some of the Psalms here. We're looking here at this 23rd Psalm. This is a Psalm of David, it tells us. It's the psalm that talks about the Lord being our shepherd. And the significance is that David was himself a shepherd. And so David knew from personal experience, he knew what sheep were like, and he knew what sheep needed, and he knew how important it was that sheep have a loving, caring shepherd over them. And so it was probably later in David's life, long after he had been a shepherd, now he's the king over the nation. It's probably at that time that he's looking back and he's reflecting upon God's care for him and God's provision for him and God's blessing upon his life. And he's thinking about how his relationship with God is like that of a sheep to a shepherd. And so he begins the psalm with, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. So David sees the Lord as his shepherd. Now, the 23rd Psalm is probably, if not the most well-known passage in Scripture, even in the culture at large, you will find, you know, maybe in a film or something, you will find that there's a memorial service and there's a recitation of the psalm. So it's something that people are familiar with. And sometimes it's kind of immediately connected to death because it is so often recited at a funeral. But the psalm isn't really a psalm so much about death. It's really a psalm about the care of God for us throughout our lives. And so David says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Sometimes we need to just pause and look at each word of a sentence in the Bible. And this is one of them. And we need to pause for a moment and look at the word Lord. If you look at the word Lord in your Bible, you're going to notice that it's in all capital letters. Whenever you find the word Lord in your Bible with all capital letters, that indicates that this is a translation of the name of God. Now, you will also find the word Lord that's not capitalized. And when it's not capitalized, it's the Hebrew word Adonai, which means master, or it means ruler. And oftentimes that is applied to God. He is the master. He is the ruler. But the name of God is translated Lord. Nobody really knows exactly how to pronounce God's name in Hebrew. Probably the closest is Yahweh, but this is the translation of Yahweh. And the thing to note about that is the name of the Lord here, it speaks to us of who God is. So when David says, the Lord is my shepherd, or when we look at this text and we read the Lord is my shepherd, the first thing that we want to do is we want to think about, okay, what is implied in that? What is implied in the Lord being my shepherd? Well, let's think about who is the Lord? Well, the Lord is the creator of everything. The Lord is the sustainer of all things. The Lord is the great provider. The Lord is the great protector. The Lord is the one who loves us and has compassion for us. And all of those things are included there in the name of God. So when I look at this passage and I read, the Lord is my shepherd, the thing that needs to come to the forefront of my mind is the nature of God. And you see, that in and of itself is greatly encouraging. When I understand who God is, when I understand what his nature is, when I understand what his heart is. So with that in mind, David then says, the Lord, the creator, the sustainer, the provider, the protector, all those things that I said, the Lord is my shepherd. So when I get that perspective, it's like, wow, my shepherd is the Lord. And of course, the shepherd is responsible for the welfare of the sheep. Now, you have good and bad shepherds. You have some shepherds that might want to be a good shepherd, but they just don't have the tools to be a good shepherd. But we know with our shepherd, he's the Lord. So he is up for the task of shepherding us. And David, knowing all of those things, he says, the Lord is my shepherd. And because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. You can translate this, I shall not lack. Sometimes I shall not want. What does that mean? Well, it means I shall not want anything, or I shall not lack anything. With the Lord as our shepherd, there's nothing that we need that he doesn't provide for us. There's, as the Psalms say in a certain place, there's no good thing that the Lord withholds from those who fear him. So in other words, as our shepherd, God's given us everything that we possibly need to prosper as his sheep. So we can say, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. You know, God is amazing because he really has committed himself to providing for us. And there's many places in the Bible where God even speaks of himself as the provider. And what God has promised to do is he has promised to provide for our needs to the point that when pressed, we would say, you know, I really have no lack. And then it says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, David's using language here that, of course, you would understand it in the context of being a shepherd. God doesn't literally take us and lie us down in a green pasture, does he? But just like a shepherd causes the sheep to lie down in the green pastures are speaking about that place where there's fullness, that place where there's an abundance, that place where they're going to be taken care of, fed, that place where they're going to be nurtured. And God does that for us. Just like the good shepherd leads the sheep into the green pastures, so the Lord provides for us his word. And just like the green pastures provide the nourishment for the sheep so they can grow strong, so the Lord provides for us the nourishment through his word so we can be strong as well. But also he leads us beside the still waters. And in that, there's the picture of the refreshment that God continues to bring into our lives, just like the still waters would refresh the sheep as they would come along and as they would drink. And the waters are still because if the waters are running, if there's a rapid, if the sheep fall in, they're going to drown. So no, the shepherd takes them to the safe place and there he refreshes them. And so it is with the Lord. He pours out his spirit upon us. He brings us those times of refreshing. But notice here, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. It is very important for the shepherd to lead the sheep because sheep will naturally go astray. And this psalm reminds us of the necessity of being led. And that's what we're told here. He leads us beside the still waters. He leads us to the places we need to go that we don't even know that we need to go to. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And the paths of righteousness, it simply means he leads us on the right path. You know, you're never going to go wrong following the good shepherd, because he's always going to lead you on the right path. Now, if you decide, I don't need a shepherd to guide and to lead my life, guess where you're going to end up? Inevitably, you're going to end up on the wrong path. And that wrong path, whatever it might be, it's going to lead you to a place of grief and sorrow. It's going to, ultimately, if you pursue it all the way to the end, it's going to lead you to a place of destruction. We were not intended to live apart from God. We were intended, we were created to live in fellowship with Him and to be led by Him. The one who leads us in the paths of righteousness, the one who shows us the right way to go. He shows us the right way to live. And notice what David says. He said, He leads me in the path of righteousness for His namesake. You know, the condition of the flock tells you something about the shepherd. And God leads us in the right path for His own namesake, so His name can be glorified. You know, what God intends is for us to follow closely after the good shepherd who is leading us, who is going before us, and that others would then look and see, wow, that is such a beautiful thing. I want to be part of that. I want to come under the authority of that shepherd. I want that shepherd to lead me. I want that shepherd to guide me. See, the church is really, it's the voice of God to the world. And so if we are doing what sheep ought to do, following the lead of the good shepherd, that is going to entice people to come under the care of the Lord as their shepherd. He leads us in the right path for His namesake. He leads us in the right path as really a testimony to His goodness and to His greatness and to His love. And so David goes on, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Now, walking through the valley of the shadow of death, this is a good translation of the Hebrew, but it can also be translated, yea, though I walk through the dark, dark valley. In other words, it doesn't have to be a reference to those days before we die or those moments before we die, although it certainly can apply there. But it's bigger than that, or it's beyond that. Any dark season of our lives, any valley that we find ourselves in, this is what we need to remember. Even though I walk through this dark, dark valley, I will fear no evil. Why? For You are with me. And it's a reminder that God is with us in those difficult times. And even in that transition from life here in this world to life in the next world, all the way through the dark times, whatever they might be, the Lord is with us. And even though there are times when people are, they find themselves in crisis, they find themselves in a desperate situation. And you know, there are times when that happens where you don't feel like the Lord is with you. You don't feel His presence necessarily. The circumstances don't look like He's there, you know, sorting things out for you. But, you know, He really is, regardless of whether we feel it or not. The truth of the matter is, He's with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For You are with me. But notice what it says here. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We're just passing through these seasons. We're walking through these valleys. We're not permanently assigned to these places. They're temporary. It's a valley. We're walking through it. Sometimes we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, can we? And we're tempted to think, oh, this is a valley that's just going to go on endlessly. It's never going to end. I'm just going to be in this dark place forever. No, you're not. He's leading you through the valley of the shadow of death. It might be a longer valley than you anticipated. It might be a darker valley than you anticipated. And even though you might not feel like he's with you, just know that he is. It's a matter of faith at this point. You just say, Lord, okay, I'm taking you at your word. I don't feel like you're with me. The circumstances don't look like the circumstances of a person that you're with, but Lord, your word says you're with me, so I believe it. What the psalm says is true. We're walking through the valley. We're not remaining in the valley. And as we walk through, the Lord is with us. And then David adds this, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the rod was primarily for protection for the sheep. So when a predator would come, the shepherd would use the rod to beat back the predator. And the staff was for the deliverance of the sheep. So, you know, maybe a lamb fell into a crevice or something like that, and the shepherd would take that staff, you know, with that hooked end, and he would use that to deliver the sheep from the danger, to pull them out of it. And so, again, that's the picture. The Lord is with us, and he's our protection. The Lord is with us. He's our deliverer. All throughout the Psalms, you have the reminder of that over and over again. The Lord is our defense. The Lord is our shield. The Lord is our protection. The Lord is our strong tower. And then the Lord is our deliverer. The Lord is the one who's going to rescue us. So that's the picture that David paints for us here. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And knowing that God is there ultimately to protect us. And he will come to deliver us. That brings us the needed comfort. And then he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. This preparing a table in the presence of my enemies, this is really, it's a powerful picture. Because what it's telling us is that even when we are faced with the most fierce challenges and opposition, whether it's from men or devils or whatever it is, that even in the middle of that, God has a banquet for us. In other words, in the middle of that, I don't have to succumb to despair. I don't have to just expect that because there's all of this opposition against me, all of these enemies are lined up against me, that I am therefore deprived of the presence of God or the blessing of God or the peace of God or the joy of the Lord. No, even in the presence of enemies, the Lord sets a table right there for us. And even though we might be surrounded with opposition, God gives us his peace. He gives us his grace. And he gives us even a feast despite all of these other things that are going on. You know, anybody who's in the ministry, anybody who's, you know, serving the Lord, you're going to have enemies. It's just the way it is. Jesus had his enemies. The apostles had their enemies. The prophets of old had their enemies. Anybody serving God's going to have enemies. But you know what? Right in the presence of those enemies, God will set a table for you. He'll give you a feast. A feast of peace and of righteousness and of joy. You know, sometimes I forget that I've got my own fair share of enemies. And people will remind me, hey, what about this? And what's going on with that? And what about those people that said this and that? And I'm like, oh yeah, they're out there. I forgot. I was just having a feast. I wasn't really thinking about them. You know, the Lord just, you know, he just gives you that. Even in the presence of your enemies, God's hand is upon us through thick and thin, through everything. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. David just says, you know, and David, of course, wrote this. Remember this, talk about a guy who had enemies. This guy knew what it was like to have enemies. I mean, he was hunted for years by Saul and those that had sided with Saul. And so he knew enemies there, even after taking the reign over the nation as the king. Later on in life, even the betrayal of his own son, Absalom, man, David fled again. He knew what it was like to have enemies. But he said, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. There was still that blessing. David knew that blessing of sweet communion with the Lord, despite all of those things. And then he said this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I love this. Goodness and mercy. That is what we are followed by as the Lord's sheep. Someone said, goodness and mercy are the Lord's sheepdogs. Remember, like I said, the one guy told me, oh, the sheep, they're always going out. And he said, the sheep are always going off the trail. He said, you got to get those dogs. They got to get them back in line. And as we have that inclination or that tendency to wander off the right path, the Lord sends out the sheepdogs. But what are they? They're goodness and mercy. He comes along and he just nudges us back in. He just says, no, come on. No, you're off the beaten path here. No, you got to get on here. And he brings that goodness and he brings that mercy along to just bring us into that place. You know how it is to have maybe certain verses in the Bible that just stick with you like forever? This is one for me. I can so clearly remember 20 plus years ago. I remember the exact place I was standing. I remember everything about it where the Lord spoke to me and said, who is he talking to? He's talking to those for whom the Lord is their shepherd. That's the promise of God. Goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And when our lives are over, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that's the icing on the cake right there. Goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. And then as we transition, as we walk through the valley of, remember, it's the shadow of death. The shadow can't hurt you. So we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We enter into that house of the Lord forever, dwelling in God's house forever. And all of this is true for who? It is true for those who can say, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say that today? The Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? He's your shepherd if you've asked him to be your shepherd. Remember, all we like sheep have gone astray. We're naturally wandering off the path. We're going our own way, which is away from him. But any sheep that comes to its senses and says, man, I need a shepherd. I need a good shepherd. I'm in peril. I'm in danger. I'm self-destructing. That's what sheep do. If they're left to themselves, they self-destruct. But anybody who comes to their senses and says, I need a shepherd. Lord, be my shepherd. He becomes your shepherd right then. At that moment that you receive him into your life. Remember, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And when Jesus said that, you know what everybody that heard him say that thought? They thought Psalm, it wasn't 23 back then probably, but they thought the Psalm, the shepherd Psalm. He's the Lord. He's the good shepherd. And that's true. Jesus is the good shepherd. Is he your shepherd? He won't force himself on you. He won't tie you up and drag you in, make you part of his flock against your will. But if you say, Lord, I need you to be my shepherd, he's right there to take the lead of your life and to guide you in those paths of righteousness for his namesake. And that's the greatest thing imaginable. And it's what every human being was created for, to be part of the Lord's flock.
We'll continue tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as he continues his series on the Songs of the Saints. Thank you for listening to Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson. You know, Back to Basics is a listener-supported Bible teaching ministry. We couldn't do this without the prayers and financial support of friends like you. If today's message encouraged you, would you prayerfully consider supporting the ministry? You can also sign up for our newsletter to stay connected. Visit backtobasicsradio.com. And now, once again, here's Pastor Brian.
This 23rd Psalm, as we mentioned, is perhaps one of the most famous of all of the Psalms, if not the most famous of all the Psalms. And it's the beautiful picture of the Lord being our shepherd. And it tells us so many wonderful things, but it really points us ahead to Jesus, who said, I am the good shepherd. And then he said, I'm the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I love at the end of Hebrews, Jesus is referred to as the great shepherd of the sheep. And so as we've considered, know this, you're in good hands with Jesus as your shepherd. Is he your shepherd today?
Back to Basics is the listener-supported preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Brian Brodersen.